Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Though you see no water for miles around you, you are, like me, nonetheless maroon. We are castaways in this terrible bad dream somebody decided to name Barovia. To switch up the metaphor, we are imprisoned, and the fog is the bars of our cell, and our jailer is Baron von Strahd. As far as I can tell, there's no way to escape other than possibly by dying. Maybe by being eaten by a wolf, let's say.
Pip.
Yes.
You can see the Church of St. Andrel. Ahead of you, you just need to get across the street.
Okay.
You look to the left. You look to the right. You look back to the left because the banshee's there.
Fuck.
You and Iona both collapse.
Fuck. Okay. Really bad opening salvo.
You're so lucky though, Pep.
As you're collapsing,
yeah.
Not only did you miss dying by one hit point, as you hit the ground,
yeah.
You did this right before the chapel. You can see the last thing that you see as Iona was about to reach for the doors.
Yeah.
The doors begin opening from inside.
Okay. Well,
Pip, you don't know who, you just feel arms underneath your arms dragging you forwards. And then you are given a 1 hour rest.
Oh, thank God. Dude.
You have 10 D10 to recover 39 hit points. How many would you like to spend?
Let's go 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 4. 5. You regain 10. 29, 31 hit points. Okay. You're on 31 hit points.
That's only 8 off full for me, so I'll take it, dude. I gotta get my hit point maximum back up, dude.
Your max is 86. Takes a long rest.
We're so
close. Yeah, we're gonna be something horrible, like 4 days off or something.
Let me check. It'll be in my notes. When's the last time you had a day?
Yeah, dude, exactly.
Yes. What I'm wondering is, like, how far am I into your future?
Yeah, I've been thinking that too, because I don't know.
I don't know either.
I've got no idea.
No.
Has
time passed?
I don't know.
Well, Rahadun had to get back to Castle
That's true.
Ravenloft.
Some
and it wasn't,
has
it wasn't like, you know, a day or two. Like, it wasn't like a day's ride or whatever. It was a bit
yeah, it was
that.
At least a week. So
Where's Piran?
Where's Piran? Yeah, what I wanted that too. Piran was meant to be following you.
Yeah.
You were, when you came into Valakai, you were 4 days off a long rest.
Yeah.
Now you are 3 days off a long rest.
Hey, we're getting there, dude.
Mm.
We're truly getting there.
You spend 8 hours in the chapel.
That's fine.
Not the chapel, sorry, the church.
Yep.
Your slow recovery is...
Yeah.
I just like hearing you wheeze.
That's what I imagine Pip's doing in some plinth somewhere, being attended to by priests.
Pip, the Church of St. Andrel is crowded. The first person you encounter, and presumably one of the people who brought you back into the church, is Claudia, the headmistress of the orphanage.
Am I lying down or?
Yeah, there's makeshift beds here, which you have been laid in. Your first kind of like hazy memory back in is lying in one of those makeshift beds. You can see Claudia sitting next to you with a wet rag and she's touching it to your head. At first you're like, why, how is this helpful? And then you realize that it's warm water that is being dabbed at you, and you realize she is slowly trying to warm your, bring your core temperature back up.
I think when I wake up, I like look at her and then briefly look away in shame and then turn my head back to look at her. Oh, I'm glad to see you're alive, Claudia.
She nods. What news have you of the outside world?
God, what do you want to know?
Is Hector alive?
Yes.
Well, that's...
But Pip says that. Pip, internally, no confidence. Yeah. Not no confidence, but he just doesn't know.
Yeah.
But he thinks, for Claudia, it's going to be good to think, yes. Yes. Yes, he's alive.
You see Father Lucien walk over as well. He kneels down next to you. My poor child.
I'm fine. I swing to a sitting position and then like go woof, woof, as I get dizzy briefly. Thank you for bringing me back. I look around for Muriel and Iona.
You can see Muriel is sitting in one of the church pews. Someone else, an acolyte, an attendant, is looking after her. Mm-hmm. She looks like she's messed up in a different way. You could see the way that she, way she grabbed at her heart before you collapsed.
Yeah.
You can tell, you can feel the curse upon her. She has 24 hours.
Oh, and if, fuck.
And it's so funny that Muriel failed this. If she doesn't, if you don't destroy this banshee in the next 24 hours,
yeah,
she dies. And then the next of kin,
it will destroy everywhere Raven left. Yeah. In Barovia.
Everywhere Raven is going to die.
Her?
She needs to be the one to reduce it to 0 hit points. Okay. Or the Banshee needs to be put to a final end.
Okay.
You need to Osama bin Laden bring to a permanent compromise the Banshee.
I like turn to Father Lucien and I go, it truly is one thing after another. And then I'd like to look around and just see how many
you
people...
You can't see Iona. There's a bunch of people in beds, though, and some of them obscure other ones. You can see this entire place has been turned into kind of like a makeshift triage.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of wounded and sick people here who are being treated.
Is Iona here? A pretty girl, blonde hair, recently had a haircut.
Claudia nods. Yes.
Okay.
And she's here.
She's all right?
I wouldn't say she's all right. She came in a similar state to you.
She's as okay as I am, though.
As okay as you are. She breathes still.
Anything else?
The children are all right, Claudia says.
Which children does she mean?
I run an orphanage, remember?
No, I know. I'm glad to hear that too, Claudia. Of course I am. That was my immediate, you know. Anything else you'd like to know about the outside world?
Yes, I suppose. What progress have you made? What came of the Amber Temple?
Only good things.
Where's Esmeralda? Where are the others?
Esmeralda, unfortunately, the Amber Temple... You know, I think it's irresponsible that there's a larder of evil spirits up there in the mountains for anyone to go and grab from, personally. And there was bound to be some issues. Esmeralda's not dead, but I think she's lost to us.
Pip, every time I see you, you have a new accompaniment of followers, and the previous ones have been killed.
Yeah, I know. I know, Claudia, but that's the only one, and she's not killed. Esmeralda's...
That's sometimes the worst.
Esmeralda's just wandering them.
It's not a trumpets situation,
no,
is it?
No, no. I mean, I don't think so. I think she was overtaken by some god of greed. But there are others that are okay. I don't know if you met Tarpos. Did you?
No. Forgive me, sorry. You've gained allies and lost allies. And I didn't even get to meet them.
Yeah, who did you meet? Claudia, remind me who you met.
Cribbit. Elainiel.
They're here.
They were here.
And where are they?
I don't know the exacts of it, but Keening came in.
Yes.
He blazed a path. We were able to get a lot of people out, but a lot of people are just sheltering in place. And there's only so long that they can do that for, but so Keening had an idea. He thought that if he could find where the entity where it had been kept. Maybe there were some clues there to put him back.
Right, yeah.
The Burgomaster did not take kindly to that, and so has been resisting his attempts.
Sure.
They left for the blacksmithy, where they hoped to find the entrance to the cave.
They're still in Velika, as far as you know.
As far as I'm aware, yes.
Okay.
Well, but so Father Limerick was not kept in Barovia, per se.
Right.
So I don't know if they're
in
here,
some other realm or some pocket dimension. Sure. Okay.
The Blue Water Inn still stands, as far as I'm aware. The Martakovs have some line of defense there, but it's shaky. What defenders turned against the cult and what followers Lady Watcher had, incidentally, I don't know if you know, but you met her just now outside.
Yeah, no, I put two and two together. Sure.
She was one of the first.
Muriel did, yeah.
In the summoning of the entity, the Burgomaster put a lot of his more prominent enemies to death. Lady Watcher was killed inside of a house.
Okay.
Well, the same night that the summoning happened.
You wouldn't know what they did with a body?
I think it was just left as it lay.
That's good. That sounds bad, but it's actually, Claudia, good for Muriel, who is in a lot of trouble. But we'll get to that. Go on. Who else did you know? And who else do you want to know about? Pyrrhon?
Sure. How's Pyrrhon doing?
Very unwell. Oh, he suffers, Claudia. Oh, he suffers.
I assume you're aware of a Gogash as well?
Yeah, yes, of that I am aware. He was the one who allowed me entry, and Iona and Muriel as well.
Gorob and Lushan? I think I only heard of them, though.
Well, Tarpos, who you didn't meet.
Uh-huh.
She's sort of like a druid queen.
Right.
And she's... We did a whole thing with the Druids, but you don't know the people, so it'd be complicated to explain it. But
yeah.
Gorob and Lushan have sort of taken up, they're kind of Druids now. But they're very powerful, as is Tarpos.
And they're here?
It's a win.
She's not trying to be a shit. That was a genuine question.
It's just so funny. No. They opted to stay in the Druid's Grove, but they will provide assistance if we need it. I mean, they got us here, you know, as quickly as we could. We went mm-hmm. through a sort of tree realm.
So
I walked through
the
a
Druids
rock.
Are on our side now.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you can get a message?
I could probably. I could figure it out, yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, she kind of gestures.
I know.
Look. I understand the devil himself is probably the ultimate goal, but I feel like in this moment right now, if we have any favors, perhaps it's time to call them.
Yeah, I can look into that. I can look into that, I'm sure.
There is one more piece of news. Yenda is dead.
Of that I am aware. Yeah, very sad. Her box.
Yes.
It contained within it something special to her. Do you know what became of it?
No, I don't know. It
might be good to find. All right, I think that's everyone. Kuteri, we liberated. Anyway.
Good.
Well, I think
that's,
so.
Yes.
And we picked up more people there, too. A fella named...
Can you get a message to them?
Well, he's with the Druids, so yes, probably.
Okay. Well, some allies would be quite helpful.
Yeah.
The Burgomaster has, like an army.
We don't have that. But sometimes that...
The Druids aren't an army?
Well, no, I mean, we do have that in the Druids, but right now we don't have that. The Druids are on the other half, the other side of Barovia, so...
Mm. So is Kuteri, I suppose.
Yes. By the time they got it, we didn't know the extent of the damage, okay?
It's not your fault. I'm not... This is not your fault.
Yeah. Hey, look, we're here. Myself, Muriel, Iona, and Melaniel, Cribbit, Keening, we're here. And I can try and get the Druids here, too. It just might take some time. But sometimes an army, you know, sometimes you don't want a war. Sometimes you don't need soldiers or an army. Sometimes you need assassins.
Right.
And that's, of course, hopefully, or spies.
So you have a... I told myself I wouldn't do this. Look, I know enough about banshees to know this. Muriel has 24 hours.
Yeah, probably less now.
That is... Yes.
I've been out for what? 7-8 hours?
About, yes.
I've been out for like an hour, two, yeah. Three, six,
I've
eight,
been out
you say?
Half an hour, 40 minutes, yeah.
Yes, correct. Muriel doesn't have that time.
No, she doesn't.
We can't wait for assassins, for druids, or for whatever your friends in Kuchery are to arrive here.
We've got to rely on ourselves.
At the very least, we need to deal with the banshee now.
Okay.
Or perhaps if we deal with the entity situation, maybe that makes the other situation easier to deal with.
How many?
I suppose, as the monster hunter, you might be the best person to ask about this. Now, this, she gestures to St. Andrew's mm-hmm. Church, this is not a good assessment of our strength. Like I said, the Blue Water Inn is kind of the staging place. Yeah. So you might have a better chance, or you might have a better idea of what we have at our disposal there. But you need to make the decision on this one, because we don't know.
There's no reason we can't do both. Two teams.
Okay.
You disagree, Claudia?
Well, I've not been to the Blue Water Inn in a little bit. Maybe we gained strength somehow.
It's just that time is pressing either way.
Sure. Let's get to the Blue Water Inn.
Okay. Do I think Muriel knows?
What?
That she's got, you know, less than 24 hours to live?
You don't think so?
Fuck. I don't want to have to be the one to tell her, but I probably will have to do that. Okay, is it, in terms of fighting fit within the Church of St. Andrews, is it just me, Claudia, Iona, Muriel?
In the Church of St. Andrew?
Or if I look around, can I see anybody able-bodied?
You can see, yeah, there would be a few able bodies here. Okay. Now, just be aware, you don't want to leave this place unstocked
defenders. Of course, of course. I'm just assessing. That's
there's
all.
Father Lucian, yeah. Who you know, most of the priests... of the Morning Lord, or just priests in general in Barovia. They have some magic.
I'd probably leave him here.
Okay, right. Father Lucian.
I don't think I'd take him away from the church.
He's not going to be particularly powerful, but he does have some magic. But he is also probably more powerful in the church than he is outside.
Yeah.
There are 7 people fighting fit here. You can see Father Lucian has maybe assembled them. He comes over to you and he gestures to these people. These are the only armed people who can stand.
How do they look?
Bedraggled, but determined.
Okay.
There's a setness to them. They look ready to die for this cause.
I like walk up and down them a couple of times and I start rubbing my snout. And then I return to Father Lucian. I don't want to do that to them. It's okay. Me, Claudia, Iona, Muriel... Leave these 7 here and yourself to defend the church. We got this.
Lucian nods slowly. That is a noble gesture. Good luck to you. May the Morning Lord watch your steps closely, and may the sun never shine on your back.
Yeah. Let's... Yeah. Okay.
He places a thumb and hand upon mm-hmm. your forehead.
Mm-hmm. I don't do anything, but obviously I'm tense about it.
Yeah.
Maybe I like in trying to do something religious back or something, mm-hmm. I give him a very, very professional handshake.
If you give him a very, very professional handshake back.
My finger's in exactly the right position on his, my thumb right in the webbing of his
something
hand.
Something twinges within you.
Uh-oh. Like this.
If you give him a firm handshake,
yeah,
you gain the boon of luck. For the next 24 hours, you can add a D10 to any D20 roll.
Okay. Just once?
Just once.
Okay. I look up at the top of the church and then I roll my eyes. Come on.
Oh, God, I want to take it from you now.
Do it. That's fine.
Do you? No, that's not where you got it from. It would be impolite to take it back now.
Well, knowing who I got it from, that means I got to give him a gift. that's only polite, dude.
Well, I think this was an exchange for your gift.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure. But yeah, but still, it's an eternal chain of gifts, wow, yes. Adam. Mm. I got to give him a gift, so the gift he gave me for my gift, and then
otherwise
he
you feel
me
guilty.
A gift. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Just, you know, it's boons left, right, and center.
So it's a wretched system.
It's kind of how clerics work, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. This might start.
Yeah. I do not want that to happen. I like sort of, you know, open and close my hand a couple of times after the handshake, and then wipe it on my hand, which might seem rude to Father Lucian, but okay, let's head off. Can I get into the like rafters of the church to get another vantage point to see if the banshee is like
the stained glass windows don't allow much viewing in or out, especially with the blizzard.
A mirror, I say. I stand up. Is there
someone
anybody?
Someone gives you a mirror.
Okay, thank you very much. I pat myself down. I don't have anything to give back. I'm sorry. Okay. That's good. What else are we going to need? How's everybody looking? I mean, if there's any health potions here, if there's any healing here, it should not be given to us. It's already they've wasted it on us. So don't worry about that. What else does it seem like we need to stock up on?
What do you know that a banshee's weak to?
Nothing. Much.
Yeah.
Are you doing any, make any little potions? Little potions or lotions for yourself?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, actually. The last time I did it, it went pretty bad, but
yeah.
I do have a lot of deform magic, which is always useful.
Mm.
And I've got something that lets me affect ghosts, which I would also need. Ah, I got 6 Ecto Bloom. Okay, let's make some potions. I want to combine Ecto Bloom for ghost touch.
Yeah.
Chuck a Formian eye in there for deforming magic, dude.
You do love a deform magic.
Because everything's fucking magic. Yeah, so to deform, it's very useful.
I gotta fix that. I gotta fix the deform exploit. The Formian eye exploit.
Yeah, you gotta patch that in somehow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then let's chuck in as well. I mean, a ghost is undead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's check in some Death Knight's Woe for Undead Bane.
You create a weapon oil.
Okay.
That 5 doses, so 5 attacks.
Yeah.
And each attack will, any mundane weapon becomes Ghost Bane.
Cool. Great. Fantastic. That's, I'll do that twice, actually, because I have enough.
Okay. All right, so you make 2 of them?
Yep.
So 10 attacks total.
Cool. Cool, 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 cool. Bringing my Death Knight's Woe down to 3, my Formian Eye down to 6, and my, what was the other thing I used?
Death Knight's Woe.
My Ecto Bloom down to 4. Before we leave, I'm going to have to tell Muriel as well.
You can see, so Iona and Muriel had been kind of near each other, chatting to each other.
Yeah.
And as you're getting ready to leave, both of them, they were sitting on pews talking to each other. As you quite obviously are about to leave,
yeah,
they both stand up and Muriel kind of like, you can see she's pained as she stands up.
I put an extremely awkward arm around, a hover arm her probably. You've probably noticed you don't feel great right now. It's like something's wrong.
Yes.
Has anybody sort of elucidated you as to what that might be?
No.
I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. So, you're cursed right now, and it's a pretty bad one. You've got 24 hours. 24 hours until death. But there's a way out, and it's kind of what we're doing anyway. So there's 2 options. There's well, they're both complicated. Firstly, if you knock the banshee out and you're the one to sort of,
deal the killing blow, you'll be better. You'll be fine. Curse lifted. Or if the banshee is done for good, which also is kind of what we're trying to do, then equally curse lifted. And I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that happens. I mean, it's kind of a monster hunter's job. So, but somebody had to tell you. So, it was me.
How do we put it down?
Well, you know, on paper it's pretty simple. We get a golden dagger, which unfortunately I don't have, and we drive it into the body, the physical body that the ghost has sort of come from. And I'm pretty sure I know roughly where that will be, in Watcher House.
Do you have gold coin?
I have a couple of gold coins, probably not enough to make a dagger.
Is there anything in like the church where it's like, I don't know what kind of iconography they have, but yeah. Is it like, you know,
like a crucifix
style where thing, they use like gold cross. On their symbols, like the sun or the whatever is
there
gold.
There would be on the altar mm-hmm. at the end of the church, there is a little statuette of mm-hmm. a sun, and it is made out of gold. Yes.
Does it have points? Like, is the sun pointy?
highs or lows?
Lows? Highs, I mean? Lows, I mean?
It's more of a visual gag, this one. I'm gesturing and doing a funny face.
Yeah, I'm randomly flip-flopping for a laugh.
Sorry, which one did you say?
Lows, I think, was the final one you told me to take.
Ah, go the other way.
Okay, highs, I mean.
Nah, go lows.
Lows, I mean.
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, it's not only does it have a point to it, but so you're imagining like a disc with mm-hmm. little spikes coming out of it. The spike at the very top and each side are actually larger, very prominent.
Okay.
And I mean, it wouldn't even take work to turn it into a dagger. It is basically
kind of
a dagger.
Yeah.
I don't have any gold, but I've had my eye on that little effigy over there on the altar. And I imagine Father Lucian, I mean, we could give it back.
It seems sacrilegious almost to do this, but...
Well, it would be. But that's okay.
I suppose you're right.
If anything, it's the opposite. It's like you're using the holy symbol of the Morning Lord to rid this world of a darkness. If anything, it's exactly what it was for.
Unless you're
stealing it, then yes.
I say to Muriel, I go, I don't know if Father Lucien will part with it. If we ask, he might say no.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
I'm gonna ask. Well, I don't want to ask and he says no and then we gotta figure something else out.
Fair.
It's easier to steal it if he's not thinking about it.
So you're just going to steal
it? Well, do I get the sense? I mean, there's no way Pip would know this, but
yeah.
Do I get the sense that Father Lucian would be remiss to part with it?
You have no idea.
It's the end times.
Yeah, nevertheless, dude.
I think the end times is when you might want it the most.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
Plus, remember we had to bring bones back to this church? They're very particular about keeping things here.
Well, those bones, I mean, those bones are kind of what's keeping you safe right now. Let's not forget that.
Exactly.
There is importance to this sort of stuff.
What is Muriel's response when I say there's a chance Father Lucian might not want to part with it? So if that was the case, I personally would...
I
feel
could
no ill
interference
about it.
If you wanted.
Okay.
Muriel, with some pain, stands up. She wanders over to Iona, mm-hmm. and you see she kind of like mutters something to Iona.
Yeah.
Iona listens intently, looks over at you, Pip, then gives you a slow nod.
Mm-hmm.
Muriel and Iona go, and on either side of Father Lucian, they start distracting him.
Okay, I'd like to walk up to the altar, like... back to it, mm-hmm. looking out, and then just, whoop, can I like lift up my shirt, lift up my shirt and hook it into the back of my pants and then drop my shirt back over it. Oh no.
This is so funny. You could use that D10 right now. Okay. You manage to awkwardly but successfully stuff it down the back of your pants.
I look up at the top of the church again, like, yeah, okay. You're glad you did that?
I guess in a way, it's like getting one on over like a different god. So
yeah, but Gregory Bones maybe. Would never do
but
that.
But he would never.
Gregory Bones has got to go find the Morning Lord in the ethereal and apologize for
Pip. The ethereal.
Or wherever
God,
he is,
this dude. this guy doesn't know his cosmology. How embarrassing.
I'm humiliated.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
yes, to go to heaven.
Yeah. Heaven realm.
Heaven realm.
Heaven realm. All right. You collect the statuette and then you, Iona, Muriel, Claudia, you're heading to the Blue Water Inn.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay.
Once we step outside and we're like enough away, I pull it out and I hand it over to Muriel.
All right. She takes it. When that happens, you see Claudia gives you some side eye, but she says nothing.
Okay. I'll take it, honestly.
It's still blizzarding, isn't it?
Yeah.
Highs or lows?
Lows.
Lows?
Yeah. Highs, I guess.
You take 1 point of cold damage.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Fun fact, you were going to take one either way.
Oh, you were just pranking me.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You make your way from house to house to house. Mm-hmm. The last house before the Blue Water Inn, when you burst into that one, there's a family taking refuge there.
Does the church... I mean, the church is full, but it's better, safer than here?
The church is... probably safer. It's got the protection of St. Andrel.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's further.
Yeah, okay.
They're not going to, they're not going to make it.
Yeah, okay. They're not going to make it to the church.
You have seen, going from room to room to room, you can see there are people in the streets. You don't want to meet these people.
Okay. And the Blue Water Inn is pretty close?
The Blue Water Inn is closer, yeah.
Okay. Do we think we could defend them on the way to the Blue Water Inn?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'd want to, I imagine.
Well, yeah.
Unless you're using them to distract
the banshee. No. I say, sorry for intruding. The Blue Water Inn is safe. We're heading there right now. We can protect you. It's not far.
It's a older boy and it's three children, an older boy and then twins, quite young. That boy, the eldest, he must be like just becoming 13.
Okay, goddamn. Can I heft one of the littler kids onto my back?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I look to Iona or Claudia.
Claudia immediately, as you are picking up one, she picks up the other.
Maybe out of, like a thong of like, fabric, I can tie her to my back. Just one more street.
A javelin is thrown at you, Pip.
Thunk. Is this a thunk? Like, when I open the door, it thunks into the door?
No, it thunks into you, maybe.
Uh-oh. Oh, bother. It's a bad boy card for me.
Heck, it's always the wrong.
Okay.
Stupid, Adam. Stupid, stupid, stupid. The thug. Oh, wait, no. That's right. My favorite thing to do. Mm. Which would you like? Open target or the thighs have it?
Now, open target makes me think I'm going to get another attack on me. Thighs have it.
Open attack is another attack or you've reduced your... like reduce your AC or whatever. Yeah. Or, but open attack means if someone else is in range, they're going to get a free op, right? Yeah. In your thigh, though, ooh, that seems bad.
I think I'm going to go thighs have it.
Your speed is reduced by 5 feet until you finish a short rest.
That's frustrating, but honestly, I think I made the right choice.
Pip, you take 4 points of damage.
Okay.
In front of you, you could see what were members of the town guard, but now all of them, instead of having the sigil of Valakai upon their chest, you can see they have made, in makeshift ways, they have made it instead a claw going down ice.
Okay. Okay.
And there is six of them.
Right.
Pip, it's your turn first.
Okay. I'd like to quick shot.
What are you doing with the kid?
Keeping him on my back.
Okay.
And wheeling around so that they're behind.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So if any shots hit me, it hits me.
You
in the
got
chest.
An answer for everything.
Yeah,
don't you?
Exactly. And then, so quick shot, I make one additional ranged attack with my bow this round as part of an attack action. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and plug 1, 2, 3 of the guys.
First attack a hit, second attack a hit, third attack a miss.
Fuck.
And you're using fire?
I'm going to use follow up. If I hit. If my last attack roll was a hit, you hit automatically. On your next attack, I'll get the same target. Never mind. Yeah, fire. It's still on fire.
You drop one.
Mm-hmm.
Your second one wounds badly, but and the third one misses. Sorry, yeah.
Cool. Cool.
So with your first shot,
mm-hmm.
you burst open the door.
Yeah.
A javelin hits you straight in the thigh. Taking one knee on the bad thigh, on the bad knee. No, sorry, on your good one, so that you don't feel the pain.
Yeah.
You lower down into a shooting stance with your crossbow bolt. You immediately, in the snow, you assess six attackers. You fire at the first one, headshot. He crumples down.
Okay.
You load, fire at the second one. You see he doubles over, but is still standing. And then as you're trying to make your third shot, the kid on your back screams into your ear.
Oh, shut up.
Your third shot goes wide. You are standing in the doorway. Yeah. You hear Muriel scream behind you. Oh. Move!
Okay, all right. And then can I start Horfin?
Yeah, you start sprinting into the street. Muriel explodes out behind you, and similar to what you do, but you hear doom, doom, boom. She fires three bolts of arcane energy. Miss. Miss. Hit.
Okay.
Her third attack hits the one that you wounded, and he collapses into the snow as well.
Okay.
Then Iona. Actually, you know what we'll do, because she's easy. Claudia steps in. Boom. A very similar, but with, you can tell that the energy feels the same, but the effects look different. When Muriel casts her Eldritch Blast, it takes the form of a raven magic.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's black feathers, beaks, claws.
Yeah. It's kind of like a burst, an explosion of raven at the target.
Mm-hmm.
But when Claudia does it, it's this beam of sick green energy, which lingers for too long in the air. And then after it's fired, it falls. The entire beam and splashes into the ground.
Cool.
She fires once and kills the person who you wounded.
Cool.
Two down, four to go.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's Iona. You hear, Pip, from behind you, the strumming of a lute, and Iona begins singing a song.
Mm-hmm.
And then they shot at each other. They shot at each other.
Nice.
The two of the remaining attackers shoot each other. Wow, one gets a critical hit.
That's awesome.
Pip, shot through the heart or distracting jab?
Let's go shot through the heart.
What? Are you sure?
Quadruple damage, and the target loses one quarter of their maximum hit points for the next three rounds.
That they are going to pop like a blister.
One wounds the other, and the other takes a javelin in the heart.
Whoa, that's awesome.
It's like, how dare you?
Yeah.
The remaining two, however, throw javelins at you, Pip, the leading man. One hit.
Oh, come on.
6 points of damage. And then Pip.
Oh, wait, is this
palm piercer or distracting strike?
Are these fumbles that they're making?
For you, buddy.
Distracting strike, I guess.
Distracting strike?
Yeah.
Double damage, and you cannot take reactions or bonus actions until the end of your next turn. You take 12 points of damage.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm getting pin cushioned over here.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Little chip damage.
Just plugging away. Kick, kick, tick.
And then you hear... Dung, dung,
come on,
dung,
come on,
dung, 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 dung. The remaining cultists look very visibly shaken by that noise as well.
Okay,
Pip, it's your turn.
I would like to snipe a shot. So at the end of my round, I make a stealth check to hide as a free action.
Okay,
and I make this check with advantage too. So I fire one off at the guys, and then just because I got the kid with me, I'm going to, maybe if I'm on the other side of the street or near a bush or something, just slide in there, hold the crossbow up, reload.
All right. First attack, hit. Mm-hmm. Second attack, miss.
Damn.
You drop another one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move to hide. Oh, good boy card.
Yes.
You dive into some bushes and you're pretty confident you're basically invisible.
Okay.
Then it is...
Shh, I say to the kid.
Shut up. And it is your allies' turn. Claudia, clutching the child tight, you see she just legs it for the blue water in.
Mm-hmm.
She's not waiting around to find out what happens next.
Smart. Yeah, fair.
Muriel takes out that golden dagger.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, whatever. You know, takes out the sun symbol.
Yeah,
the sun sword.
Yeah.
As it were. And you see she... she will continue to fight these cultists because they will try to kill her otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, she downs the last two of them. Cool. They maybe actually even turned to try and leave.
Nice.
Like they tried.
Nice.
They were retreating. She fired two bolts at the retreating forms, and both of them hit the snow. Then she just kind of stands there at a low ready, and Iona,
get out of there, Muriel.
What you doing there, Muriel?
Get into fly, the water,
you fool!
Fly, you fool!
Yeah, exactly. You see that she starts whispering to herself and continues to play the lute. Mm-hmm. Iona just slowly starts walking towards the Blue Water Inn. And you notice that there's a little bubble around her where the snow is no longer blazing.
Oh, okay, cool.
And that was the cultists are all dead. Out of the mists, Lady Watcher appears. Okay. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs?
Yeah.
You sure?
Lows, Adam, should I go?
Lady Watcher, Pip.
Yeah.
You are basically invisible, but Lady Watcher can still see you.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
You see she glides towards you with an unnatural ability. You imagine that she can just sense you.
Okay.
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 As she comes close enough to you,
fuck,
you need to make a saving throw versus her horrifying visage.
Okay.
All right, you pass the saving throw. The kid on your back thankfully can't see her.
Okay,
and
thank
so
God.
It doesn't need to roll.
Maybe but I grab the back of the kid's head and push it into mine.
And then as she approaches you, she reaches out to touch you.
Oh, don't do that. Go away. Dude,
fuck off.
Yuck. No, thank you.
Do you have anything to stop an attack?
No. I don't.
Okay. She wanders up to you and...
I guess the 24-hour...
Yeah, did nothing. Worthless.
Well, no, starts again.
Oh.
For you.
For me, for old Piparoo.
All the mandarins.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, all the mandarins. Pop. Pop. Pap. I mean, pep. There's no pap.
Pip, everything goes white.
White?
Okay. Am I reduced to 0 hit points?
Yep.
Not dead yet, bitch.
Oh.
I'm reduced to 1 instead.
She wraps her cold fingers around your throat.
Come on.
Assassin!
You've got the wrong guy.
That is her turn.
Okay.
You are reduced to 1 hit point.
Yeah.
And then it is back to the top. Pip, it's your turn.
Okay, I would like to, my advantage shot, whatever that's called. Meticulous shot, so I make these attacks with advantage and plug her twice. With my special arrows, too.
Okay. Hit. Critical hit.
Hey. Hell yeah, dude. And an extra walloping. Play this card before your attack roll. They're both critical hits.
I already made the roll, but okay. Is it just like a critical
hit? Oh, before your attack? No, that's
no,
it's before. Yeah.
No, 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 it's all right.
It's just a critical hit. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't, because I roll when I roll, I'll be forgiving on that. So it becomes a critical hit?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Because I know there's one where it's like critical hit, but it's like does the minimum amount of damage.
No, I'm pretty sure it's just.
It just says critical hit if you hit.
It counts as a critical hit.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So for your first attack.
Yeah.
Pierced ear or between the shoulders?
Let's go between the shoulders.
Maximum double damage.
Okay. All right. Good. That's good.
That's good.
And for your second one, distracting jab or destructing jab.
Let's go.
They are different effects, which is funny.
Let's go. Distracting.
You pick the left or right one because they are different effects.
Let's go left. Let's go left. How am I meant to know?
Triple damage.
Whoa, nice.
And the target must make a DC 12 con saving throw. On a failed save, they have disadvantage on attacks for a D4 round.
That would be great.
That would be really good.
Yes.
Thank God I have the ability where I don't take negatives for being this close to her.
Mm.
That would be really bad.
Six, 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 six. Oh, no. No, sorry. I'm just trying to work out what damage is.
You got fire.
Yeah, the fire on there.
What are the
they're just their ghosts. They're ghosts.
Okay. Ghost yeah. They don't perform magic.
No, I think Adam took that from me.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough.
That's understandable.
It is an exploit.
The patch.
He robbed me.
Oh, you rolled really low, so all you got out of it was...
I figured that as well.
Yeah. So that's 24, 34 for the first hit.
Okay.
Don't forget you've got the mirror.
Oh, that's true. I do too.
And then was that triple damage? So this one I'll need to roll. Roll high. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Roll high, little boy. Whoa, you did well.
Hey, well done.
That's
10.
Good.
Oh, I forgot actually the extra 3 for your dex.
Come on now.
All right, so
get it down to 1 hit point, then Muriel can just whack her in the back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
We can take a breather 19, in the blue water in.
Mm-hmm.
23, 26.
Go and stab
26
her
times 3.
Yeah.
Body with a golden religious knife symbol. It's good.
And then we'll be out of there, dude.
Mm.
We can focus on the fucking...
The other thing. The other big problem.
Horrible thing. Yeah. And then once that's done, we can focus on the other big problem.
Exactly. And I can
finally have a
delicious dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You deal 37 and 48 points of damage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Does she take disadvantage?
And she has disadvantage on attacks for the next 5 rounds.
Oh, that's hell yeah.
Wonderful.
Dude. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It feels like a single shot kills anyone in this party.
All right. 85 total. What's her hit point?
Damn.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Fuck.
All right. Then it's Muriel's turn.
You did 85 and he said you're in trouble.
You did 85.
That's one nothing more than my max HP.
Okay. You're in trouble.
2 critical hits. And yet.
You explained like their resistances and immunities and stuff that, right?
Yeah. What's the mirror do?
It stops it from healing.
Well, it's boring, but it works. The Banshee bears down upon you, Pip. Muriel, bang, 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 fires 3 times with Eldritch Blasts.
Okay.
She deals 10, 20,
okay.
29, 30, 44 points of damage.
Hey.
Dang.
This is good.
Sounds good.
Well,
it
yeah,
is.
I assume.
Are they still in trouble? Are they still in trouble?
Yes. I imagine the answer is yes.
And then it's Iona's turn.
Oh, no.
Are we fighting?
I'm being choked.
Oh, no. Sorry. I should say she gets blasted back 30 feet. So her hand leaves your throat, Pip.
How fucked up does she look?
She's not bloodied yet. Wait. My mistake. She is bloodied.
Okay.
Okay.
Jesus.
Half
hit points or less.
Okay. We've got 3 kids with us.
You've got, the 13-year-old hasn't left the house yet. Okay. That's right.
We got 2 kids with us then.
Mm. Well, okay. Claudia just fucking left.
Oh, that's right. We got 1 child with us.
Mm.
Are we next to the Blue Water Inn?
No.
Okay.
It's across the road. It's a bit of a jog.
Okay. Fuck, dude. Fuck. She does have disadvantage on all...
Mm-hmm.
Upcoming rounds.
Mm.
Oh, fuck. I don't want to kill us all.
I know. Did Claudia make it into the Blue Water Inn or did she?
She hasn't yet.
Okay.
She might be able to see you guys.
Yeah, that's
she
true.
She can help.
If you want, you could call out to Claudia as well.
No, get that kid to safety. We got no choice.
In that case, then, Iona, you hear her whispering or casting some spell, and then she's sprinting,
mm-hmm.
but she's moving unnaturally fast. She runs, she brushes past Muriel, who you see there's like some sparkling energy around mm-hmm. Iona. It launches itself onto Muriel as well,
yeah.
And then she comes to a sliding stop next to you. She puts a hand against your back, Pip, and she whispers, run fast. You feel hasted.
Okay. All right. Mm.
So the effects of haste thus. Your AC increases by 2. Your speed is doubled, which is good because it was reduced by 5 before.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And you have advantage on dexterity saving throws, and you gain an additional action each turn.
Cool. Okay.
Do you also call for Claudia's help? She has Eldritch Blast, which overcomes this thing's resistances.
Probably I'd be like, Claudia, we're stopping to fight, but get the kid to the Blue Water Inn first before you come and help us.
Claudia yells something at you, and you realize over the din of the blizzard, you can't really hear each other.
Okay. Okay.
God, I've been waiting to say that for so long. It's her turn.
Uh-huh.
Assassins! She launches herself at Muriel this time. Mm-hmm. Miss.
Okay.
Hit.
Oh, God.
Miss. Oh, critical miss.
Okay. Hey, that's good.
All right. Nonetheless, this is going to kind of fuck Muriel up. Muriel takes 14 points of necrotic damage and must make an additional saving throw, or the Banshee heals more damage that she will take. She makes the saving throw.
Okay.
But she still does take 14 points of necrotic damage.
That doesn't sound great.
She's actually the healthiest member of your party right now.
Well, I'm on 59 one hit point, so
bar is.
And that was the Banshee's turn. Yeah.
Okay.
Then it goes back to the top. Pip, it's your turn.
Okay.
You get 2 actions.
Oh, yeah. Cool, cool, cool. So I would like to use my ranger ability Tireless, which gives me temporary hit points, 1d8 plus my Wiz modifier.
Wiz modifier.
You gain 7 plus your wisdom. You gain 6. You get 10. Sorry, 10. Okay. You get 10 temporary hit points.
Okay, great. And then would showing her the mirror be my action?
No.
Okay.
I would say you can make it 1. So you get 2 attacks per action. Yeah. I'd say you can make it 1. Oh, that's right. She healed.
Yeah.
She's no longer bloodied.
Because I just didn't get a chance to.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a very Pip move, I think. I'm going to crossbow in one hand, reach into my backpack for the mirror, and then give it to the kid. And say, point the mirror in her face, okay?
Are you telling the kid to look at her as
no,
well?
No, stick it, because he's behind me.
Yeah.
Stick his little hand out, like as though I have a side view mirror. So that it'll be in the face.
Okay, yeah.
Nice.
It'll be in the face of the Banshee.
You need to get the Banshee to look at you.
Okay, that's fine. Then I would like to. The Banshee's currently on Muriel, right?
Yeah.
Can I bump Muriel out of the way and plug twice?
Yeah, I'll allow that.
Sorry.
Hit, miss, hit.
Would you like. Miss. Hey.
Yeah?
Would you like all your attacks are just made with advantage?
Yeah. Why not, dude?
You want that.
Why not? Why bloody not?
Hey. I'm not gonna lie, you roll like dog shit just then.
Fuck.
That seems pretty.
Seems like it'll be like, pretty useful.
4 attacks, right? That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Head. Critical head.
Yes, okay. Hey,
that's nice to hear.
That's really good.
All right. So, oh man. Okay, this is gonna be a lot. All right, yeah, this is gonna be Mondo damage.
Okay, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
This plus, what's your dex? This plus 9. I must remember. 10, 20. That's the plus your 9 there. 10, 20, 30,
fuck.
40.
Hell yeah.
50, 60, 70. 76 points of damage, Pip.
Hell yeah.
And then we'll do the critical.
Twang, twang, twang.
And the critical shall be either in the knee or pierced thigh.
Now, I got pierced thigh before.
But it was a different deck. Yeah.
In the knee or pierced thigh.
Feels like both of them are going to do reducing their speed.
Yeah, which could be useful. Let's go in the knee.
I will allow,
if
you want, a redraw. I'm giving you a new option, redraw, but I draw one card and you don't get to pick.
Yeah.
It's just the one card.
Let's do it, dude.
Yeah,
I like those odds.
Yeah.
Little kiss.
Fuck. I got the fucking little kiss card again.
Fuck. Okay. All right. Go on. Go on. Come on. Come on, Adam. Time for a little kiss.
Follow up. Maximum damage, and you may make another attack against the same target.
That's awesome.
You made five attacks. God.
Jesus Christ.
Hit. Okay. So that was. Maximum damage would be for you 34, 37.
So you did 100 and
God damn it. Pip just pull it. This Pip just sometimes pulls it out like this. And then other times I
keep shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
Four attacks. I aim for each one of my toes.
Yeah.
Let me know which one I miss.
For some reason, all at the engineer. It kept happening in a previous fight. You know what's crazy? I could get another attack in.
Ooh.
I could do it. No, that's ridiculous.
Nah, go on.
All right, fuck it, Adam.
Well,
fuck.
Hang on, wait. I haven't done the done the damage for the one that you. I'm not done with damage.
No,
yet.
You know what? Because I actually don't want to kill her outright. Because if she's got enough hit points left, okay. Well,
wasn't that like aren't you meant to kill her outright?
Well, no. Well, but Muriel got the last hit, and yeah. Oh well.
You Pip.
Yeah.
You bump Muriel out of the way. Thunk. She takes the banshee takes a step back. Mm-hmm. Donk, another step back. Donk, another step back. Donk, another step back. And then you hear Muriel, wait. Donk. The last bolt strikes the banshee and assassins! Traitors! The banshee disappears.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry about that. You can still, we'll do the permanent one, though. It's okay.
You have a D10 days. You obviously wouldn't phrase it like that. Yeah. You have some time between 1 and 10 days to, well, Muriel doesn't have that much time.
No. We've got more than a week to do it. Well, you have. Yeah?
You take 1 point of cold damage.
how you doing, little buddy? I tap the kid on the back of the head.
Cold.
Right. Let's get to the Blue Water Inn.
Noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.